WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Last week, we began talking about air pressure by describing the pressure inside a fixed container and how it can change. An automobile tire made a good example for our container. But the atmosphere is not exactly a sealed container. In the Earth's atmosphere, as elevation increases, the number of molecules decreases and the density of air is less, so the air pressure decreases. While the atmosphere extends upward more than 15 miles, about half of the air molecules in the atmosphere are contained in the lowest 18,000 feet, roughly equivalent to a pressure surface of about 500 millibars. Because of this decrease in pressure with height, it makes it very hard to compare the air pressure at one location to another, especially when the elevations of each site differ. Therefore, to give meaning to the pressure values observed at each weather observing station, we need to convert the station air pressure readings to a value with a common denominator. That common denominator is the sea level. At observation stations around the world, the air pressure reading, regardless of the station elevation, is converted to a value that would be observed if the station instrumentation were located at sea level. The two most common units in the United States to measure the pressure are inches of mercury and millibars. Inches of mercury refers to the height of a column of mercury measured in hundredths of inches. This is what you will hear usually from NOAA Weather Radio or from your favorite weather source. At sea level, standard air pressure in inches of mercury is 29.92. Millibars comes from the original term for pressure, or bar. Bar is from the Greek baros, meaning weight. Millibar values used in meteorology range from about 100 to 1,050. At sea level, standard air pressure in millibars is 1013.2 millibars. Weather maps showing the pressure at the surface are drawn using millibars, typically. Air pressure is almost always changing. The pressure change is caused by changes in air density, and air density is related to temperature. But that opens us up to another topic down the road in a future 101 segment. If you have a weather question, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.